from WBRI 1500 in Indianapolis.
The Martin Bender Band Chair Show.
What, did you just have some Aunt Jemima pancakes?
I was just enjoying the introduction there.
I love those people when they clap for us.
It's great. And we must be ego maniacs. Feels good.
Sure.
Hey, who gave us ego? God did. Everybody has an ego. It's healthy to think well of yourself. It's religion that tells you that you're not worth anything. You're supposed to humble yourself. But God humbles us. I say, why go on a self-humbling program when God is very capable of taking care of all your humiliation
needs?
Yeah,
what about the verse that says, humble yourself and he will exalt you in due time?
Oh, dang it. You and your verses. Who care about your stupid verses? Keep your verses out of this show.
All right. We need to talk.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
We need to talk about that chart. We've been teasing people long enough.
I know, and we don't do this on purpose.
I know you want to talk about the meaning of the word religion.
Yes, I promised people that I would
do that. Can you do that in a couple minutes, and we get on to the chart?
I can do it in a minute and 20 seconds.
All right, 1 minute and 20 seconds. On your mark, get set, go.
The Greek word translated religion is diesi daimonia.
You're kidding.
No, diesi daimonia.
You wash your toilet bowl?
Diesi daimonia. No, I think it's a fabric softener.
Okay.
Diesi daimonia. That's seven syllables. So naturally, I hate this word. But look at it, what it means in the Greek. It means dread demonism.
Nice.
Or dread teach. Demon and teach are the same root in the Greek for some crazy reason.
Wow.
But dread demonism. And so it's a fear. Religion is dread. And I noticed, you notice the Latin root there? In the English word religion, what do you see? If you could pick out a root word there, Dan, I'm showing you this piece of paper there. You see that?
Yeah.
What's the L-I-G? Lig. That's a Latin root. All right. You're not so hot in the Latin, are you?
No.
I got you there, smarty pants.
Ligament?
Close. Ligament's good, but what does a ligament do? What's the function of a ligament?
Function of a ligament.
What does a ligament do?
It ligs.
Yes, it ligs. It ligs. It does something to the bone with the bones.
Yeah.
It ties the bones together. It's the tie. So this word lig in Latin means to tie or bind.
Oh, binding.
Binding.
Religion. Binding
and,
people.
Yes, binding people. And when Paul was on Mars Hill in Athens, he says, I notice, gentlemen, that you're quite religious.
In other words, you're bound.
He wasn't complimenting them.
No.
I notice how very religious you are. And they probably thought it was a compliment. That's right. We are very religious. I notice you have statues to many different gods. Yes, we do. And you even have a statue to the unknown god. In case you missed one, you have a statue to the unknown god. And then, he was not complimenting them is what I'm saying.
Okay.
When he said they were very religious.
Right, right.
And I've done it. That was a minute, 20 seconds exactly. Phenomenal.
Not bad, not bad, Mr. Zender.
Now, we're going to wrap this up on Calvinism and Arminianism.
Right.
Somebody sent me this chart. It is fantastic. This chart compares the Calvinistic belief with the Arminianistic belief.
Uh-huh.
People are saying, what's this? What is this? We're not any of these people. Yes, you are. I'm betting you that many people listening to me.
All right, I don't have a copy of this chart. So
you don't have a copy of it.
Why don't you teach us, brother?
All right. We taught you a couple weeks ago that Calvinists believe in the sovereignty of God. They say that God chooses people beforehand for salvation.
He's able.
He's able, but he just doesn't choose everybody and the rest go to hell.
Not willing.
Yeah, he's not willing. And again, Calvin didn't invent this teaching. It's a belief that took on his name because he championed it. Now, we have on the opposite end of the spectrum, there's a group of people that says, well, that's crazy, because then you're making God responsible for sending the people he didn't choose to hell for eternity. We can't do that. We're going to say that the humans are responsible. So we're going to ignore all these sovereignty of God verses.
God's
and we're going to say God's
not
able. We're going to say that it's up to you whether you believe it or not. That way God is willing, but he's not able to force you to do what you want to do.
So
our belief, as I said, I'm going to set this up by saying our belief takes what is wrong with Calvinism and Arminianism. And again, Calvinism named after John Calvin, Arminianism after Jacob Arminius.
Yeah.
What's wrong about those? If you throw out what's wrong about them and keep what's right, you arrive at the truth. And what's wrong about them, they have one thing in common, both these philosophies, human philosophies, one thing in common, a belief in eternal torment. a belief in eternal torment. The Calvinists don't care that God predestines people to eternal torment, and they say, oh, well, the Arminians can't stand to have God responsible for such a travesty. God bless them for that. But in order to relieve God of that, they put it on you. It's your responsibility to believe. God's hands are tied. Now look at this, and our belief throws out those the worst things about it and keeps the best. We deny eternal torment. We agree with the Calvinists.
Yeah.
And we say that, yes, it has to be God. God does it. He predetermines people. We agree with that, but we also agree with the Arminian viewpoint that it's for everybody. God didn't just pick a few. He actually did it for everybody. And we come to the great conclusion that God designates everyone, that God is eventually going to give faith to everyone. They're all going to, right?
That's right.
Right. That God has
not all at the same time.
Not all at the same time, right. Okay. This church does it a lot better than what I just
said. You want to hear what I heard a Baptist preacher say about this? He said, I am an Arminian up to salvation, and I'm a Calvinist after salvation.
I got to think about that one.
In other words, up until salvation, it's up to you. After salvation, it's up to God.
That's total hypocrisy. That's like trying to have both, have your cake and eat it too, or something.
Yeah. In other words, Christ didn't die for you. He didn't have to, because it was up to you anyways.
Yeah. Here's the Calvinist belief. They believe the one. I'm on the chart now. I'm usually off the charts, but now I'm on the chart.
Come on.
The one mediator gave himself a ransom for a part of mankind only.
Right. That's the Calvinist, right?
Right. Okay. Now, you and I believe.
Wait, what about the Arminians? Okay,
the Arminians says that only a part of those for whom the mediator died will be saved.
Okay.
Okay. And the Calvinists say all of those to whom he died will be, only those to whom that he died for will be saved.
So
and
in
the
other
Arminians
words,
say that.
Okay, I get it.
Yeah,
get
you
it.
Got that. And but yet we say that all those for whom he died will be saved. Now,
yeah.
Calvinism, God's purposes in the creation of the human race embraced the final holiness and happiness of a part of the human race and endless misery of the rest.
A small part at that.
Yes, that's Calvinist. You only choose a small part. Arminian, God's purposes in the creation of the human race embraced the final holiness and happiness of all mankind. He does want all mankind to be saved, but he just can't do it.
Right.
We believe God's purposes in the creation of the human race it eventuates in the holiness and happiness of all mankind, but he does do it. So we agree with the Arminianism that he has in his mind the holiness and happiness of all mankind, but we actually believe that he can do it.
Yeah.
Okay, Calvinists say God's purpose in reference to the final destiny of his creatures cannot be defeated.
Mm.
We agree with the Calvinists this time.
Sure.
That God's purpose in reference to the final destiny of his creatures can't be defeated, but the only difference is they think it's only for a few,
right,
that he only died for the select and the rest go to hell for eternity. The Arminians, God's purpose in reference to the final destiny of a part of his creatures will be defeated. Okay, God's purpose, he wants to save them, but he can't because they don't believe in him. So he's actually going to be defeated in what he wants. We say that God's purposes in reference to the final destiny of his creatures cannot be defeated.
Yeah.
It can't be defeated. Okay, now, Calvinism says God has the power to make all his creatures holy and happy. And we agree with that. God does have the power to make all his creatures holy and happy. And we say he's actually going to do it. But the Calvinists say he won't. The Arminian says God does not have the power to make all his creatures holy and happy. And most people listening to me in Standard Church, they believe that God does not have the power. He wants to do it. He has the will, but he doesn't have the ability because, again, he stands back and waits for you to make a decision. But how naked is that to say that God does not have the power to make all his creatures holy and happy? That's really laying that on the table naked.
Yeah.
And that's a horrible belief. But you need to ask yourself, is this what you believe? God wants it to happen, but he can't do it.
You know, they try to... I've had conversations with both aisles of this, and they always say you're misrepresenting their belief.
I don't think so.
You know, it's funny. They always do that. But the question is, okay, a Calvinist. All right, Calvinists, listen to me out there. You really do believe this. You believe that God is able to save, but he's not willing to save. He's not willing. God does not want to save people. He wants to torture them. And what these guys do, they say, well, they try to get out of it by saying, he really doesn't want to torture them. Even a Calvinist sometimes will... you know, kick a little bit on that and say, well, in reality, it's because they didn't believe. But the point is, Calvinists believe that God does not want to save people,
He doesn't want to live up to the title Savior. And he, and I mean, what do you do with that?
Well, that goes back to the very first point on this chart. The one mediator gave himself a ransom for a part of mankind.
Yeah, you have to reinterpret. Now I say, well, all doesn't mean all.
A part of mankind? That's crazy. But again, the Arminians say, well, at least he gave himself for all of mankind.
Let's take that passage of 1 Timothy and use a Calvinistic phrase. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
He's a savior of all sorts of men, especially of those who believe. That's what they do with that. Can you imagine that? He's the savior of all mankind. That's all mankind. That all is not limited to a certain group of mankind. It's all of mankind, especially of those who believe. That word especially shows you the context.
Yeah.
There are believers. He's a savior of believers especially. So who's the other part of mankind that he's a savior of? And you know how they get around that part? They say that the word savior just means he's the preserver. He's the preserver of all mankind in his providence.
How many tricks do you have?
Especially of those who believe. You know what? If that's what they believe, that's a lie. Can you imagine telling Paul that you're specially preserved more than an unbeliever as he's standing under the chopping block?
No.
That's not what that verse means.
No, this is all twisted.
1 Timothy 4:10 says that he is able and willing. He is the savior of all mankind, especially of those who believe.
How would you like to be a Calvinist and believe this? God wills the salvation of a part of his creatures and the damnation of the rest.
Yeah. Wow.
Now,
yay
the Arminians,
for Jesus.
Yes, the Arminians say God wills the salvation of all his creatures, but he just can't do it. We agree with the Arminians, God wills the salvation of all his creatures, and we say he will do it. Back to Calvinism. God's will in reference to the ultimate destiny of his creatures will be done. God's will be done, but the thing is, it's only for us four and no more.
Yeah.
The Arminian belief.
What's a Calvinist heaven like?
What is what?
I mean, what's a Calvinist heaven like when these people are being tortured? What do you guys roast weenies?
I don't know what they do.
You like it? Do you enjoy it? Are you all gonna be up in Calvinist heaven laughing at people being tortured? Is it gonna be a delight to watch people being tortured?
Well, you see, we'll have the mind of Christ at that time, Dan, and the mind of Christ is a pure and holy mind, and it will allow us to see the torment of our loved ones as the justice of God.
So when we get to heaven, our sensitivities will disappear. That's right. So when we see children and like today, when we see people in an accident, we try to rescue them out of a fire. Or when we try to rescue children from, you know...
You try to rescue children from fire? So you don't have the mind of
Christ.
But
when we get to glory, when we have our renewed bodies,
yes,
and a perfect mind,
yes,
all those sensitivities will be gone and we'll be really holy.
Yeah, it's a new definition of love.
Right.
Man. It's
so
a
our,
new definition.
So it'll be the ultimate joy and entertainment for us to watch the torture, the unmitigated torture for eternity.
You'll be able to handle it with your new Christ.
So
you'll
be able to handle that.
Yes, because you'll have you'll have the mind of Christ, and that'll enable you to tolerate that with a holy tolerance.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah, boy, God's will in reference to the ultimate of his creatures will
be done.
You know
what's
funny?
There.
Yeah.
None of that's in Scripture.
Yeah. How would you like to be a Calvinist and believe this? God can save all mankind, but won't. I'm reading from the chart. God can save all mankind. This really gets down to the nuggets here. God can save all mankind, but won't.
Mm.
The Arminians say God would save all mankind, but can't. You get that?
And we say
God can save all mankind and will.
What would we think of a man who can save a child from getting hit by a train and doesn't do it?
I don't know. I would call him a crazy freakazoid.
I'm Dan Sheridan. You can find me at crossandthrone.com and go listen to my studies on Romans.
You know, we're just getting to the hot part of this chart. It's getting really good here. We're going to continue with this tomorrow. In the meantime, I'm Martin Zender.
I'm Dan Sheridan.
Yes, we know. You already told us.
I'm Dan.
I know.
Go to my site, not yours.
No, be quiet. We already know who you are.